This top-tier display of paintings and drawings, as seen above, promotes visual hierarchy between the viewers and the paintings, as everyone who enters the room must look up and examine them. Those who feel comfortable in this room most likely identify as white and fall into hypervisibility of whiteness themselves. As Dyer describes, white power, nonetheless, reproduces itself, regardless of intention. Power, differences, and goodwill, and overwhelmingly because it is not seen as whiteness, but as normal. A room filled with all white portraits isn't viewed as something out of the ordinary because, as the norm, it is expected. The discomfort comes from not seeing oneself in this trope of whiteness, from those who do not identify as white. The saturation of white representation in the James Bowden III collection and the tier display both promote how racial hierarchy can reveal itself because images are a visual form of power, and the display reiterates that authority.